1 Timothy 6, verses 6 through 11. But godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment. For we have brought nothing into the world, so we cannot take anything out of it either. If we have food and covering, with these we shall be content. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and harmful desires which plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root for all sorts of evil, and some, by longing for it, have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But flee from these things, you man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Top 10 Reasons Believers Do Not Give an Offering. Overview, Part 1 of 2. Undercover Boss is an award-winning reality TV series based on a British series by the same name. Each episode features a high-level corporate boss who leaves the comfort of their office and, in disguise, works a low-level job within their own company. It is interesting to observe what people do and say when they think the boss is not watching. At the end of the show, the boss calls in pre-selected employees to the corporate headquarters and reveals their true identity. Based on the boss's undercover observations, these hardworking employees are rewarded with a promotion, financial rewards, training, or better working conditions. Invariably, the boss also gains invaluable insight into how the frontline staff translates and acts on the directive sent from the corporate office. Spiritually, our spiritual boss, God, is outside of our physical eyesight, but never undercover. The Lord tells us to deny ourselves, take up His cross, and follow Him. Our omnipresent boss hears our thoughts and watches our actions and reactions to His commands. He knows our hearts. He calls us by name and rewards us as we seek and follow His will. Recognizing that God is watching us, knowing the right thing to do, and doing it is our daily challenge. Handling our money and being a good steward is one of the most challenging areas of a believer's life. Stewardship of our finances often comes with challenges and roadblocks on what to do, especially when it comes to giving an offering to church. To give or not to give is a question we each face. When inclined not to give, our reasons can range from the simple to the sublime. Sometimes we outgrow the reasons, and other times the reasons become entrenched in our lifestyle. This series will focus on 10 reasons believers do not give an offering. For this series, a church offering can be a free will gift, a free will tithe, grace gift, or any of the common phrases used, including tithe. The list of reasons are derived from several books, articles, pastoral surveys, and leveraging my last 14 years teaching on the subject of financial stewardship. The goal is to compare and contrast the rationale behind each reason and correlate these reasons with Bible teaching. God does not dictate our actions, whether we are a believer or not. We have a free will. We can choose to love our neighbor as ourselves or not. We can pray daily or not at all. We can give of our time, talent, or treasure as an offering to God or choose not to give. In fact, the trend is that the will of believers to obey and seek God is declining. The most recent Pew Research Center survey in the United States shows that, with the exception of evangelical Protestants, millions in the U.S. are losing their faith in Christianity. As they lose faith, naturally their personal bias to follow God's will to give in support of the ministry also falls by the wayside, especially when compared to their other needs and desires. Similarly, the following partial list of reasons focuses on a typical response for not giving. Lack of money. 1. I only have a little to give. 2. I don't have anything to give. 3. I give when I want to give. 4. I give to support my relatives in need. In this set of reasons, their free will trumps God's will. Given their limited resources, maybe they can think of a better use for the money than giving it away as an offering to the church. I wonder what our omnipresent boss thinks of these reasons. Please tune in next week for part 2 of our overview, Church and Religious Bias Reasons. Questions discovered. 1. Before you were a Christian, what did you think about churches asking for offering? B. Since you became a Christian, do you have any personal biases that still trouble you? If so, share them here as a group discussion. 2. Develop. A. If you give a church offering, what motivates you to give? If you don't, what stops you from giving? B. Knowing that God is watching sometimes keeps me in check. How does knowing that God is watching impact your decision to give or not to give? 3. Demonstrate. A. Share an example of a personal bias towards God and money that you were able to overcome. B. If you give regularly as part of worship, share how God meets your needs. This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.